Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Officially, the temperature at the RDU airport, 20 degrees. It keeps on falling, but it feels even colder than that with the wind chill. I'll show you what it looks like as you head out the door coming up.
I'm Brad Neese, live in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Wake County, where five people escaped a house fire overnight. Coming up, though, the reason why crews are still out here hours later and how the cold is making their work difficult.
Hundreds of people addressed Raleigh City Council asking members to take a stand on the war in Gaza.
We are simply asking for the bare minimum. We want our city to call for peace, not genocide.
Their calls for a ceasefire resolution and the response from people on the other side of the debate.
We're feeling the cold here, but millions of others across the country are digging out from a lot of snow. The Arctic blast that's packing a wintry punch across much of the U.S. And that Arctic air has arrived here in our neck of the woods. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock, and because of that Arctic air, half of our school systems in our viewing area are on a delayed start. For the other half, it's going to be bitterly cold to start. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us your choice here on Wednesday, and just too cold for kids to be out at the bus stop this early, so they go on delay. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now with us. Temperatures and wind chill. Wow.
Yes, and if it's any comfort, statistically, the middle of January is the coldest time of the year for us, and of course for much of the country, too. The temperature is on the left. We dropped to 20 in the Triangle. It's 20 in Southern Pines. It's 16 in Roxborough, 22 Goldsboro, 24 in Clinton. But the wind chill is on the right. And we don't have a wind chill everywhere. Like in the Triangle area, the wind is calm right now. So it feels like 20. But it feels like 12 in South Hill and Rocky Mount. It feels like 14 in Goldsboro, 13 in Southern Pines, and 16 in Fayetteville. So it is a very cold start this morning. We're looking at the roads, too. You can see Jones Street here beside the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. We dried out nicely yesterday. Brian's going to be talking about what you should see on the roads this morning coming up. Again, 20 degrees. It's our temperature, our skies are clear, and our wind is calm right around the Triangle. But this is our forecast wind chill. As we go through the day today, we'll push it on out to 7 o'clock. It's going to feel like 12 in Southern Pines, 14 in Goldsboro, 10 in South Hill. It doesn't change much through the morning. At 9 o'clock still, 11 in Roxboro, 19 Fayetteville, 18 in Southern Pines. But by the time we get to lunchtime, it'll feel more like 20s, but it doesn't really feel any warmer than freezing across our viewing area this afternoon. So the breeze will continue, and the cold air sticks around at least for the day today. And we see a little bit of a break for tomorrow. So hour by hour, official temperatures, we're at 35 at lunchtime, and we'll see a high of 41. For reference, yesterday, our high was 40 degrees, but today we'll feel colder with the wind. Brian?
It is 6:02 right now, Elizabeth, and we're getting reports of a vehicle fire in Orange County on 40 westbound near Mount Willing Road there in the Eflin area. Looking at cameras out there and sensors, I'm not seeing any indication this is a big deal, but just a heads up, you could see some activity as they work to get that cleared. Also on the north side of Raleigh, we still have that crash reported at Strickland and Leesville, not seeing any big delays there. Major routes are in good shape. Again, there may be a puddle or two out there that did not evaporate overnight that's maybe frozen this morning. That's likely going to be over on the side of the road. Just something to keep in mind this morning, but we're not anticipating any big problems.
Brian, thank you. The wintry cold weather this morning has school systems across the area delaying their start times, and that includes Wake, Durham, and Orange counties. A number of warming centers welcome people in overnight to keep them warm. And utility companies are preparing for a surge in energy usage. WRAL's Laura Levine is live in Raleigh this morning. And Laura, you're setting the example here. People are going to need to bundle up in layers as they head out.
Absolutely. Good morning, Renee. Be sure to have the scarves, the gloves, and the beanie because it is cold out here in downtown Raleigh. We're looking at 19 degrees. We are seeing people to begin to start their day here, getting that morning exercise in, bundled up. Now, officials here in Raleigh tell us with the emergency management team that it is really important to know that with the winter weather, even with no precipitation, the power outages are still very likely, and that's because there's going to be a lot of demand, a lot of usage, and been a huge impact and strain on the infrastructure. Now, we spoke with people yesterday bracing for this cold snap and stocking up on non-perishable food, battery-powered radios, first aid kits, and blankets. All of that is key. Meanwhile, Duke Energy is preparing to see some of its highest customer demands this week. The utility has taken steps this winter by completing maintenance at all of its plants. They also improved the performance of its outage rotation software. This comes as the state emergency response team meets with several agencies to prepare for impacts of the winter weather.
As part of that, we have a joint collaborative program that targets known travel hotspots during winter storms, and it places troopers, National Guard soldiers, and DOT personnel together so that we can quickly and decisively respond to travel incidents.
And Duke Energy says right now they are not asking customers to conserve energy, but if it does come to that, they're going to send out a mass alert similar to the ones you see during major storms via text message, email, and phone calls. Laura Levine, WREL News, we are live in Raleigh.
Also, as we mentioned, those school systems across our area that are delaying their start times today. Schools in yellow on this map will be on a delayed schedule. You see them here. And Mecklenburg County, Virginia schools, the one in the red there, closed today. The full list is on WRL.com and on the bottom of your screen.
You'll want to make sure you have the WRL News app downloaded for up-to-the-minute forecasts and weather alerts. You can download it wherever you get your apps.
Breaking news out of Wake County. The freezing temperatures giving trouble to crews fighting a house fire. It is happening on Carnoustie Way, just off Creedmoor Road near NC 540. Five people who were inside were able to get out safely. Brett Neese is there in the WRL Breaking News Tracker, and crews have been there for 6 hours now. Brett, facing some unique challenges with this cold weather.
That's right, Jeff. They had the fire contained pretty quickly, but because of the cold temperatures, they actually had to call DOT out for some help. You see behind me, they actually are still out here pouring water onto some flames that are still out there. I want to show you some video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker, though. Take a look at this, and you're going to see just the extensive damage that was caused due to this fire that broke out just before midnight. The good news is that family of five, they got out safely, and the fire officials that I talked to, they're crediting the working smoke detectors that woke this family up. That's what allowed them to get out, and thankfully, because as soon as the first crews got here, they saw flames that had fully engulfed both floors of this home. But that water that they initially put on this home to contain the fire, these hoses, there's just water running everywhere on the road and in the yard, and it froze because of how cold it is out here. That's why they called DOT out here to salt the Carnoustie Way, the road that this house sits on. And once that truck from DOT could get out here, they were able to back a new fire truck back into in front of this home so that they could continue to put water out. Right now, though, they are doing that, and they're about to extinguish the last of the flames out here. When you come back out here live, you can see some of the smoke through the trees there. As soon as they are finished with that, and once it gets light out and once it's safe to go back in there, investigators will work on determining what caused this fire. Live in Wake County, Brittany, WRL News.
Raleigh City Council says it has no resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza on the table. The council adjourned last night just before 11 after hearing nearly 4 hours of speakers calling on them to take a side on the war in Israel.
Thank you, everyone, for being here this evening. That concludes our meeting, and we are adjourned. Thank you.
Ceasefire now!
Ceasefire now! Ceasefire now!
That was how the live stream of the council meeting ended. At the meeting, 217 people on both sides of the Israel-Gaza debate were given 1 minute each to share their thoughts. People who are pro-Palestinian want city council to formally support a ceasefire in Gaza, as well as an end to U.S. funding for the Israeli military. On the other side, people made passionate statements advocating for the protection of Israel.
How can there be a ceasefire when Hamas still calls for the destruction of Israel?
Not passing a ceasefire resolution means voting yes to a continuation of this violence.
Raleigh Mayor Marianne Baldwin was not in attendance for Tuesday night's meeting. She's traveling out of the state for a conference.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we are following some breaking news out of Thailand. At least 20 people are dead after a firework factory explosion. These are pictures from the social media platform X. You can see the thick black smoke there. They're saying at least 20 people have died. This happened in central Thailand, which is about 74 miles north of Bangkok. But you can see this area just leveled from that explosion. No survivors have been found. July of last year, another fireworks explosion at a warehouse there killed 10 people and wounded more than 100. Michelle, thanks. This morning, North Carolina is preparing for a presidential visit. President Biden is coming to the Triangle tomorrow. Right now, few details about the president's visit have been released. However, the White House says the president will discuss the economy, jobs created during his tenure, and his Investing in America agenda.
10 after 6 right now on your Wednesday. Drivers on a California highway are stunned as a man falls out of a moving RV right in front of them. What witnesses say may have had caused this scary situation.
And a travel warning for you this morning. We'll tell you about two North Carolina women who says they fell for an Alaskan cruise scam and are now out thousands of dollars.
Our temperatures are chilly this morning, but the wind chill is really what's going to be bitter for us. Temperatures with the wind chill will be in the low to mid teens this morning and only around 30 to 32 this afternoon. I'll show you when our pattern begins to change and we have a little rain in our forecast coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:13 on this very cold start. We take a live look down Salem Street and Apex, and you can see that the roads are dry. For the most part, you're not going to have any issues. Brian's going to be talking a little bit more about, you know, a couple spots that could potentially be slick, but it's certainly not going to be widespread at all this morning. 18 in Lewisburg, it's 21 in Tarboro, 18 South Hill, 20 in Irwin, 24 in Goldsboro. But take a look at our wind chill forecast through the day. Right now, our wind chills are down well into the teens. By lunchtime, it'll feel like 24, and this afternoon, just 31. That's the way it will feel with the wind chill. So be careful exercising, especially this morning with these bitter wind chills. This afternoon, our high is 41, but again, we'll feel like 31. Tomorrow, we see our temperature is beginning to warm up, and I'll show you that change coming up.
6:14, Elizabeth. All new. We have a report of a disabled vehicle out on the Beltline at 440 eastbound at Yonkers Road. So heading away from Capitol Boulevard back down toward New Bern Avenue. Just look out for some police activity, perhaps, on the side of the road. Still have that minor crash on the north side of Raleigh at Strickland at Leesville. And a report of a vehicle fire on I-40 westbound in the Eflin area just west of Hillsboro near Mount Willing Road. I'm not seeing any delays on the sensors. We're looking good on major routes right now around the Triangle. We'll take a closer look at your ride into Durham. Coming up in just a few minutes, Renee.
Thanks, Brian. Tonight, a vigil and balloon release will remember the life of a man who died in Raleigh police custody 1 year ago. Darrell Williams died January 17, 2023, after a scuffle with Raleigh police. Body camera video shows officers used a taser on him at least three times. The taser was used after Williams told officers he had a heart condition. An autopsy listed his cause of death as sudden cardiac arrest. Lawyers for his family say they want officers involved to be held accountable. Tonight's vigil is happening at 6:15 on Rock Quarry Road.
Today, President Joe Biden is meeting with congressional leaders to talk about avoiding a supplemental spending bill. It would include sending aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, as well as to the southern border security. This is a live look at the U.S. Capitol right now, where the Senate voted Tuesday in favor of a short-term funding extension. If lawmakers can't come to an agreement on the spending bill, the funds will dry up for key agencies, including Veterans Affairs, Transportation, and Housing. Congress has a deadline of Friday night to get the bill to Biden's desk.
A man is lucky to be alive after falling out of a moving RV on a California freeway. A passing car's dash cam caught the moment on video. A witness says the RV crashed into a center divided and the man flew out onto the shoulder of the road. The RV's driver may have fallen asleep at the wheel, resulting in the crash. Authorities say the man was taken to the hospital in critical condition.
A travel warning this morning, as many folks are planning vacations, quite possibly with all these cold temperatures here. Two North Carolina women say they were tricked out of thousands of dollars in an Alaskan cruise scam. WRL's Ken Smith is here with their story of disappointment and confusion, Ken.
You know, Jeff, for many of these would-be travelers, that Alaskan cruise was more than just a vacation, and some didn't find out it was a scam until days, and in some cases, hours before that trip. First off, this is the man Iredell County deputies charged in this travel scam, Eric Johnson, who owns Carolina Blue Tours in Statesville. Investigators say Johnson took thousands of dollars from his customers, never booked the reservations, transferred money to his personal account, and told people the trip was canceled. But get this, he went on the Alaskan cruise himself. Katrina Dima was one of the people who says she is now out about $10,000. It's a trip she'd planned with her dad after her mom passed away.
She passed away about 6 years ago, so I finally talked him into going on the cruise.
Well, Kathy Strands was another person who reportedly gave Johnson about $2,400. She says Johnson wrote her a check for a full refund. Not the case for Katrina Dima. Remember, she's out about $10,000. She says she's only gotten about $1,000 of it back so far. We'll, of course, keep you posted on how this investigation plays out. Jeff?
From cold-hearted to just cold here, winter is hitting with full force on the Great Lakes. This is Erie, Pennsylvania, where the city is blanketed with snow and remains under a wind chill advisory this morning. Temperatures are in the single digits, and the snow is expected to keep on falling all week.
Snow is on the ground in New York Central Park for the first time in almost 2 years. More than an inch of snow fell in the park Tuesday. It's the first time since Valentine's Day of 2022 people have been able to enjoy a snow-covered Central Park. A lot of snow lovers here, jealous of those scenes. We're still waiting on that first snow of the season. Instead, we have dry air this week and bitterly cold temperatures. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look outside.
You know, statistically, you know, when you look at, you know, the average for the last 10 years, we have some snow. But boy, we haven't seen any in 2 years either. It's interesting to see that New York it hasn't, you know, in the last 2 years either. You'd expect them to have a little bit more. But it's definitely dry out there. We take a live look at Roxborough, and you can see out here in front of the courthouse, the roads are dry. The roads are dry almost everywhere. There might be an isolated patch. We haven't seen any of that. Brian, I'll give you an update on how the roads are looking this morning. But it's been looking good so far this morning. We'll take a look at the next system. It's back here across the west right now, moving onshore across the Pacific coast, headed our way with not a lot of moisture with it for late Thursday into Friday. In the meantime, of course, cold air is in place here, and we'll continue to be watching that. Now, here's a look at Thursday at 5 o'clock. So we're going to jump on ahead today. We'll be nice and bright. We'll see increasing clouds on Thursday, and then the potential for some scattered rain at about 7 o'clock in our northern counties between 8 and 10. This little band of rain moves through the area. And then you can start to see some little frozen precipitation showing up overnight and into early Friday morning. We are likely to have some measurable snowfall in the mountains. So if you are a snow lover and you want to see it, that's probably where you're going to have to go. We're looking at some scattered rain in the morning. There's 5 a.m. And then after that, that's about it. So it's really going to be maybe a Thursday night, very early Friday morning situation. It's possible that the cold air would catch up with that and we would end up seeing a few flurries as this ends. But you can see that Futurecast, and this is our high-resolution Futurecast, is having no part of that. It's showing rain only. We take a look at some of the larger models that you've heard us talk about, the American model. You can see a little bit of snow in the mountains for us during the day on Friday, Thursday night into Friday, maybe up to an inch, maybe as much as 2 or 3 inches in some of the higher elevations. And the same thing on the European model. Yes, for the mountains, and maybe just the chance of a tiny flurry on both of those models. The bigger story, really, for us is going to be the second Arctic blast that comes in for the weekend. Saturday and Sunday will look very cold again. Look at this. Des Moines, Iowa, minus 29 on Saturday morning. It'll feel like around 21 on Saturday afternoon for us. Ugh. And then Sunday, same story. We get into the afternoon. Sunday's going to feel a little bit better, more like mid-30s better. Isn't that funny when you say 30s or better? But our wind chill in the mornings over the weekend, it'll feel like 11 Saturday morning and 5 on Sunday morning. But once this moves on out, temperatures begin to moderate a little bit. Highs in the 30s Saturday and Sunday, but 48 on Monday and 56 on Tuesday, the only day of the next 7 with highs in the 50s. Brian?
Elizabeth, it is 6:21 right now. All new this morning, that earlier crash at Strickland at Leesville appears to have cleared in the past few minutes. And we are still tracking a report of a vehicle fire over on 40 westbound down near Mount Willing Road in the Eflin area. Quick check of your major approaches into Durham. Not picking up any big problems on our major routes. I-40 looks good in both directions, as does I-85. I want to take you out live to the WRL Storm Tracker in West Raleigh on 40 westbound, heading out toward Wade Avenue. We're just looking this morning for any spots that did not evaporate yesterday from the rain. I think that pretty much everything did evaporate, but on the way in, I saw a couple of puddles maybe at the end of a driveway connected to the road that were frozen. So just want to keep that in mind this morning, but I think our major routes, as you see here, with the dry conditions out on 40, we shouldn't have any big problems anywhere.
Thanks, Brian. A high school basketball record that has lasted nearly 75 years has finally been broken. The star player who lit up the scoreboard last night and set a new mark in our state.
And No Doubt is getting back together for a big festival performance. Why some fans are miffed about their upcoming reunion gig, coming up in What's Trending.
Letting go, and if it's real, well, I don't want to know.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg and Home.
One of the most recognizable bands of the 90s is getting back together for at least one more show.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending. Brian.
At least one more show from No Doubt. They're going to be the headliners at this year's Coachella Festival. Band came together for a video on Instagram announcing their reunion. Some fans, though, are not happy, including one who said, "I'm a 41-year-old mother of teenagers now, guys. I'm not going to Coachella."
Are you telling me that people in their 40s and older don't feel like standing in the middle of the California desert with 500,000 of their best friends listening to live music? But if it's No Doubt. Brian, don't speak. I know what you're thinking, and I don't want your reasons. Okay, don't tell me because it hurts.
Oh, yeah. I get it now.
Karaoke later.
Yeah, it's the soundtrack. Mm-hmm. The background.
I get
it. I know that song.
This is free entertainment, y'all. Yeah. This is something else. Yeah. Look at this story. You got to see this one. Kansas City Bakery is going viral for a cake celebrating a frozen mustache. The cake's design is a tribute to the icicles that formed under Chiefs coach Andy Reid's nose during his team's frigid playoff game last weekend.
It is an epic duster. You have to admit that.
There it is.
Look at this. Yeah. He's trading the icicles for icing. Mm. And you think the flavor is pistachio? I'm not sure.
Well,
look at that thing. Wow.
Wow, it's crusty.
Is it an ice cream cake? Do you defrost the thing?
Yeah,
it needs
some nuts.
Wow.
This is very disturbing.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Brian, thank you. The NFL playoffs continue this weekend. Saturday night at 8, the San Francisco 49ers host the Green Bay Packers in the NFC divisional round on Fox 50. Then on Sunday at 3, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers travel to Detroit to play the Lions. That game will air right here on WRAL.
It was a 74-year-old record, and it has been shattered by this man. Rockingham County basketball player Paul McNeil Jr. from Richmond Senior High. He scored 71 points last night in his team's 118-52 win over Lee County. Bob Poole from Clayton set the previous NC High School record for boys basketball. That was back in 1950. Now McNeil, who, by the way, also an NC State recruit. We'll see him again. He has that honor.
It's all about the cold this morning and the wind chill. Our winds are not that strong, anywhere from 3 to 7 miles per hour. But I'll show you how much colder it makes it feel as you head out the door coming up.
And President Biden and congressional leaders will meet today at the White House. Well, you're looking live right here to talk about a spending bill. It's Capitol building there this morning. What it would include for national security as lawmakers face another deadline for a government shutdown.